This Chazar Zechen Nesha Baruch Hashem Shagav Yom Yehuvim Zechen Menachas Daf Samach Aleph. Zok the mission of the following Kabbalah is requiring Trufa, but not Hagasha. The lug of the oil of the Mitzayah and his Asham. Bikurim according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Emrim of an individual Shlomim and his Chazan Shaykh, both of men and women, with male Yidin, but not others. The Shtei Alechem and the two Shavuos lambs. How is this done? The Kohen puts the Shtei Alechem on top of the two lambs and he puts his two hands underneath them. He then brings them out and then in, brings them up and then down. This is based on the pasuk of Asher Hunaf, Asher Huram. Tenufa was done to the east of the Mizbeach and the Hagasha was done to the west. Tenufa is done before the Hagasha. The Oymer Mincha and the Sveitz Mincha require Hagasha and Tenufa. Lechem upon Minchas and Sachem do not require Hagasha or Tenufa. Rav Shimon says there are three types of kabbanos that between them require three mitzvahs to be done, but each of them only requires two of the three, not the third. And he explains, they are the individual shlomim, the tzibur shlomim, and the mitzvah is asham. The individual shlomim requires smicha while it's living, and tenufa after its shechita, but does not require tenufa while it's living. The tzibur shlomim requires tenufa while alive, and again after its shechita, but does not require smicha. The mitzvah is asham requires smicha and tenufa while alive, but does not require tenufa after its shechita. Zok de Gemar, a brisa says, the pasuk of the heinef oisam tenufa teaches that oil and the oil and the asham of the mitzvah require tenufa together. How do we know that if each had tenufa done separately, he's yoitzer. Pasuk says, "V'hikriv oisoy li'ashom v'heinef," which implies the oil may have its own tenufa. We may think that the pasuk is teaching that after a tenufa is done together, there should be another tenufa done separately. The pasuk therefore says tenufa in the singular, not tenufais. The pasuk then says lifnei Hashem, which teaches that this may even be done on the east side of the mizbeach. Regarding a mincha, when the pasuk says lifnei Hashem over there, there's a thought to say that it only refers to the west side. Now over here saying east side, the Gemara says that's true regarding a mincha, which is referred to in the pasuk as a chatos. And since a chatos needs to be at the west, so that it can be at a corner where there's a base to the mizbeach, so it has to be done on the west side. However, regarding a mitzayir, the base is not needed. The east side of the Mizbeach is not needed. The only thing that's needed is it to be Lefnei Hashem, and even the east side of the Mizbeach is considered to be Lefnei Hashem. Mishnah and Tevabi Kurim Kedivrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara says this view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is seen in a Braisa, where he learns this from the words V'lochach HaKohen HaTenem Yadecha, written regarding Bikurim. The Gemara explains he learned it from the fact that the pasuk says Yadecha, and the pasuk by Shlomim says Yodov Tiviyeno. The Gzeir Shava teaches that Bikurim also requires Tenufa. This teaches that just like by Bikurim, the Koyan has to do Tenufa, the same as by Shlomim. And just like by Shlomim, it must be done by the owner, the same as by Bikurim. The way this is done is that the Koyan puts his hand under the hand of the owner, and together they do Tenufa. Why didn't the Mishnah say that this also follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who also says that Bikurim requires Tenufa and learns it from other words in the Pesukim? Rava said, the Mishnah chose to mention Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because the words that he dashes come first in the Mishnah. Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak said, the Mishnah chose him because his views are always followed. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Ve'emerei shalmei yochid v'chulu. For acting more, the Mishnah says that kabbanos of men and women require waving, and then says it applies to Yidin but not to others, which seems to exclude women. And as Rabbi Yehuda said, the Mishnah means that the carbon of men and women require tenufa, but only men actually do the tenufa. So in the case of the women's carbon, it would be the kohen alone who would do that tenufa. So Rabbi Avita Braisa says we would think that the pasuk regarding tenufa begins by using the words bnei Yisrael, which should teach that only the carbon of a male yid requires tenufa, but not the carbon of a guy or of a yid woman. So which would be similar to the smicha requirement. However, the Braisa then says that all kabbanos require tenufa, and the pasuk should be understood as teaching that only male yid can actually do the tenufa, but for the carbon of a guy or of a woman, only the kohen does the tenufa. Mark continues. The Braisa says the pasuk regarding tenufa says bnei Yisrael. How do we know to include the kabbanos of gerim and freed slaves? The pasuk says hamakrev, which includes them as well. Maybe we should say that hamakrev refers to the kohen, and it teaches that the owner doesn't do the tenufa, but only the kohen does. The pasuk says yodov tiviyena, which teaches that the owner does do the tenufa. Therefore, hamakrev must be teaching regarding the gerim and the freed slaves. How is this done? The kohen puts his hand under the hand of the owner, and together they do tenufa. How is the tenufa done? He puts the emerim on the palm of his hand, and then puts the chazan shoik on top of them. If there are breads as part of the carbon, the breads go on top of that. Rav Papa said, we learn from the miluim that the breads are always put on top. Why are the chazan shoik put on top of the emerim? It can't be on the based on the pasuk that says shoik hatruma v'chazei hatnufa al ishei hachalovim, which says that they go on top of the fats, because there's another pasuk that says esachelav al hachaza, which teaches that the fats go on top. And the Rabbi said the second pasuk refers to the kohen who is bringing these items from the place in which they were butchered. He then turns it over into the hands of the ones who will do the tenufa. So he flips it over in that way. So whatever was on bottom comes on top. He said, well, the result is that the chazan shoik go on top. Another pasuk says which shows that they were offered with the fats on top. That's true, because after the trufa, it's given over to another kohen who offers it. And when it's given over to him, again, it's flipped over so that the fats are back on top. This teaches that we should use three kohanim for this process to fulfill the pasuk of Barovam Hadras Melech.